Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about things that could cause damage to the public that a person's not allowed to do. En osin halal tahat reshut rabbim, borot sihin umarot. A person's not allowed to make a tunnel under the public domain, under a public street, for example, whether they're pits, ditches, or vaults. Any type of tunnel under the reshut rabbim, under the street, is worrisome because it could weaken the street above it, and it could cause it to collapse and then cause damage to people above it. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, kedesh dehe agala mehalechet utuna avanim. Rabbi Eliezer, though, allows the digging of a tunnel under the street as long as it's strong enough to hold a wagon that was heavy and filled with stones. If that was safe to travel over the street, he allowed it because then there's no concern that the street is going to collapse. En motzi'in zizin ugezus tera'ot l'rishut harabim, ela im natza kones l'toch shelo umotzi'in. Not allowed to put poles or balconies that would stick out of a person's property over the rishut harabim, because we're nervous that when somebody passes by, they're going to bump themselves into it, they're going to injure themselves on the balcony or the pole that's sticking out. Obviously, that's talking about a very low balcony that is at the height of a person or the height of somebody who's driving on a camel. If you're talking about a balcony that's very high and above that space, that would not be a problem. So therefore, if a person wants to put a low balcony, the Mishnah says, Im ratza kones letoch shelo umotzi. What he would have to do to make this all work is he would have to have the setback on his own house further back into his own property, and then put a balcony or a pole that would stick out, but it's still over his land. It doesn't go into the reshut harabim. That's the only way he could work it out. Lakach hatzer ubazizin ugezus teraot harezo behesketa. But if somebody already bought a house, and in that courtyard already there was poles and balconies that would stick out into the public domain, into the reshut harabim, there's already a hazaka. He doesn't have to remove these poles or balconies. We assume that when the seller who previously lived there, when he installed everything, when he had his house built and he put in this balcony and this pole that was coming out, we assume that he did it in a permissible way over private land. And therefore, when he did it, it was okay. Maybe the layout of the streets changed later on, and that became a problem later on. But there's a hazakah. Since the status was like that already, he could keep these items. He would not have to tear them down.